State Affairs coming on the record at 3:17 p.m. Tuesday, April 17th. Will the Secretary please call the roll? And with five members present, we have a quorum to conduct business. Let the record reflect that Representative Birch joined us at 3:18. There are two items on today's calendar, SB 204 and SB 196. This is the second hearing for SB 204, the third hearing for SB 196. And there's public testimony notice for SB 204. But before that, and Representative Ledoux has joined us at 3:18 p.m. as well, we have amendments on SB 204. There are two amendments submitted before the deadline. Representative Ledoux, would you like to move amendment number one?
Yeah, I move amendment number one.
I'll object for purposes of discussion, Representative Ledoux.
Okay, well, what amendment number one does is it allows a designation on a driver's identification, on an identification card or a license for designating Hmong veterans and Lao veterans. This is actually, we heard a bill about this, and that passed the floor, I think, like 38-2 or 37-3, quite a long time ago, and unfortunately it has stalled in the other body, and so I'm hoping to help it along.
Thank you, Representative Ledoux. Questions or comments from the committee? I will remove my objection. Is the Representative Knott?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I will restate my objection for the purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry I'm slow on the question. Representative Ledoux, I'm glad you mentioned that. I thought it was looked familiar legislation. I didn't realize it had stalled in the other body. So, just for clarification, though, the department will be able to issue this and not have to have the disability designation. Is that correct? That's a separate. I mean, this was about allowing medical
right.
professionals to issue the disability, and so this is outside of that scope.
It is outside of the scope, although we have checked with legislative legal, and it fits within the Singong subject rule.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
I will again remove my objection. Is there further objection to amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one is adopted. That takes us to amendment number two. I will move amendment number two. Representative Wohl, thank you. Amendment number two adds to the standard license plates, in addition to the plain yellow that DMV currently offers, as well as the bear design that Representative Peggy Wilson, formerly of Wrangell, added the, quote, artistic license to the Alaska State Council on the Arts designs through a statewide competition of Alaskan artists voted on by Alaskans every 4 years. Are there questions? Representative Birch.
I don't have a problem with this, Mr. Chairman, but is there some sort of a reviewing process by motor vehicles to make sure that there's not so much clutter on the plate that the license is unintelligible? I mean, I'm not sure how you do that or who makes the call, but, I kind of like the bare plates, but I just don't know. Does DMV have like a right of refusal? I mean, they get to look at it and make a judgment call as to whether or not the plate is sufficiently visible to law enforcement, whoever needs to see a plate to make it functional. I didn't see that in here, but I kind of made that assumption, but I wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, Representative Birch, it's a good question. That process and those safeguards do exist, and DMV has the final say and reviews the plates that go through the process for basically meets technical minimums for visibility and spacing and, make sure it's visible.
Great. Thank you.
Representative Wohl.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. Chair, I don't really want to get too into the license plate topic, but since it's on here. So this will list three background plates. When you get, I know there's a million other kind of plates. I forget, how are they distinguished? Like a Hmong plate, for example. Is it additional writing besides the background of the flag or the bear?
Representative, well, I think I can answer that.
If you can't, I'm not going to get hung up on it. I was just, because you're listing three plates, but I know there's like 50 kinds of plates.
There's two types of plates. They're the standard plates that you get with the registration, and then there are specialty plates, and there's NRA specialty plates, and so on and so forth.
Through the chair, these would be the three standard ones.
Correct.
And then any other?
Yeah, which usually relate to specific constituencies, right, or demographics,
UAF,
like veterans or
okay,
UA alums.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Clarified.
Yes. Representative Wold, do you maintain your objection?
I remove my objection.
Is there further objections to Amendment Number 2? Seen and hearing none, Amendment Number 2 is adopted. That takes us back to SB 204 before us. Public testimony has been noticed, although I don't believe I'm... We'll see if there's anybody online, but at this time I'm going to open public testimony. Is there anybody in the room to testify in SB 204? Please come forward.
Hello, Chairman, fellow representatives. My name is Dr. Daniel Holt. I'm from Juneau, Alaska. I've practiced here for over 25 years. Spent 8 years on the Board of Chiropractic Examiners for the state of Alaska. I am a veteran, so this is a great bill, I think, bringing us back in line with what we've been doing for years, and that is to be able to write disability placards for our patients. We find that it's very important for our patients in that they're not having to go through and have somebody else write them a script or get the placard for them. They can do it in one place. Also, we see veterans in our clinic, and we are able to do disability ratings for our patients. So, this is very in line with what we've been doing in the past, and unfortunately got taken off the list for being able to write and procure the little placards for the patients. Do you have any questions for me?
Representative Knopp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So how did you get taken off the list, and when did that happen? How did that come about? You
recall? I'm not really sure. It was just in the last couple of years, actually.
Okay.
But before that, we'd been doing it for 30-plus years. So.
Representative Wall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you think there's any, not necessarily through people you've issued tag placards to, but in general, abuse of it, or people taking advantage or borrowing a tag and putting it on their mirror and using it for a VIP parking pass, for example?
I'm sure that probably happens with anybody. I'm hoping it doesn't. We are going to be issuing them strictly for disabled people that are either temporarily or permanently disabled. So,
okay, thank you.
Further questions? Thank you very much for coming to testify. Is there anyone else in the room to testify in SB 204? Seeing none, I'll go online, and I don't see anyone online to testify. Given that there's no one online to testify, I will close public testimony on SB 204. This takes the bill back before the committee. Is there a discussion on SB 204? Seeing none, Madam Vice Chair, a motion.
I move SB 204, version 30-LS1474/A, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the bill is moved from committee. Thank you. This takes us to the next bill on today's agenda, SB 196. There was an amendment deadline for this piece of legislation. No amendments were submitted. So that takes the bill back before the committee. Are there committee comments on SB 196? And Senator Machiki has joined us, so also any questions that the committee might have for the sponsor as well? Representative Ledoux.
Well, I like the bill, and I actually have a bill which I believe is in House Finance right now, which is very similar, if not identical, to this. It clearly, I mean, you know, the legislature has sort of shown that it can kind of do what it wants, and it doesn't have to follow statute as far as appropriations are concerned. But at least it's a guideline. And so I'd like to see it pass. I'd like to see it go all the way.
Thank you, Representative Ledoux. Further comments on SB 196? Representative Birch?
If it's comment period, I would echo those sentiments. Glad to see this come forward, and appreciate the broad range of support. I think I agree with the earlier comments about it being a guideline. I think it's we need guidelines, and I think this be heading in the right direction. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I'd like to recognize Senator Von Imhoff joining us. Representative Johnson, did I see your hand? Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say I appreciate you bringing this forward, and I hope to see good work on this applying to our budget this year. Thank you.
Any further committee comment? All right. Representative Knopp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move SB 196 version 30-LS1022/O from committee with O-A from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the motion carries and the bill moves from committee. And at 3:29 p.m., we are adjourned.